The Hard Shoulder on News Talk
with Nissan. Let's go the distance by keeping our distance. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
All right, now we want to turn to the issue of a study which says it was done by nametag.ie and it spoke to parents across Europe, the UK, continental Europe and Ireland, and asked them, did parents feel guilt over aspects of parenting? Well, it seems they felt the guiltiest. To join us to discuss this, it's a pleasure to welcome Louise Bayliss of Spark, a spokesperson, and our regular Dad of the Year, comedian Steve Cummins. Does this surprise you, Louise?
No. Ivan, I didn't give birth to 6 pounds baby. I gave birth to 6 stone rock that I carry of guilt on my shoulders every day of the week.
Why?
Because the minute you become a mother, you become guilty that you're not living up to the standards, that you are somehow going to affect their long-term development. Have I breastfed? Have I given enough greens? Are they sleeping enough? Is their life going to be terrible? Is my child going to end up on the psychiatrist's couch because I looked at her the wrong way when she was 3 and I said no instead of positively reinforced her? And all those are the things that you hear constantly and constantly about how to be a better parent. And it's one of those things you don't get guidance on how to be, so you're writing the book as you go along. And there's guilt constantly that you're not living up to expectations or standards.
So, Steve, are you guilt-ridden as well?
Not even slightly. I know it sounds terrible. I've been really, really thinking about this since I spoke with Roisin, your producer, when she rang me this afternoon. And I've spoken with my wife because I've always been the stay-at-home dad and she has been the 9-to-5er. And she absolutely suffered and suffers from that mother guilt so strongly. And I was thinking, because it's such a shame to feel it. And my first thought was, is it primarily women that feel this kind of sense of guilt when it comes to their kids? And I think, and my first thought was, yeah, I think it is. Also, this kind of, you know, Ireland, we were reared by, under the shadow of the Catholic Church, which, let's face it, Catholicism is basically guilt in a big box. And Catholic mothers, you know, our mothers were used guilt as the most effective weapon. I know my own mum did, God rest her. And that was her, the greatest kind of weapon in her arsenal. But I don't feel guilt, but I think if you could get across to other parents, because as Louise says, it's the sort of thing that you just, every mother feels it and every mother kind of carries it around and they don't know if they're doing a good job. And if you could just get across to all parents that, like, of course we have our bad days with our kids where we let them stick on a screen all day, and other days we're the most wonderful, attentive parents in the world. And you kind of have to balance it out. Like, it's a marathon when it comes to rearing your children. It's not a sprint. If you have one day where you decided to spend it drinking wine in your back garden and you let your kids play PlayStation for 8 hours, that's, you know, it's not the end of the world. If you do it every day, it's a problem. But, you know, over time, as long as you're a good parent, try and stamp out the guilt, basically.
So, Steve, you're quite happy for your wife to feel as guilty as hell because she's out earning the money. And do you not feel that you have a sense of guilt over making every other dad in the country feel bad?
Well, no. I mean, for two reasons. One, because I dare you to even suggest this to a stay-at-home mother, that she should feel any sort of guilt for looking after the kids. But secondly, all the dads out there, I think dads are great now. I think dads deserve to be lauded. The last 15, 20 years, I have seen such a huge change in dads. Dads are beyond hands-on now. And I think now we need to view parents as not the mum being the major caregiver or the dad being the major caregiver. I think that both parents now, by necessity, are working together really well. And I think we need to throw off this stupid idea of guilt. At the end of the day, if you love your children and you're trying to look after them, and as best you can, while whether it's both of you have full-time jobs or one of you has a full-time job, if you're really trying hard and you do a good job, as I was only thought of it, good parents feel guilt, bad parents don't.
Right. So, Louise, the type of things, it's working, parents might feel bad because they neglect, putting them too much screen time, is it? And who makes you feel this guilt? Is it the kid or is it other mothers or other parents or who?
No, it is definitely an internalized thing, but I think something that Steve said there was really accurate. I think there's this expectation on women to be the major primary caregiver, and a lot of cases it is changing, but the majority, and I think that's been shown over COVID, where women are dying to get back to the office and men see no difference because they're able to work successfully from home. We are still seen as the primary caregiver. And then there is this expectation, I suppose, since that other, say my mother's generation, wouldn't have had that expectation on her to go out to work. So she was able to be the primary caregiver. Whereas now I'm trying to balance being the primary caregiver plus try to work effectively in work. And there's always this sense of when I come home, if I take a couple of calls from my daughter when she's phoning me and I'm in work, I'm going, oh my God, I'm not concentrating properly on my job. I should be focusing on my work. Then I come home and I'm worried about work and I feel guilty about that. So it's trying to manage everybody's expectations. A lot of it, I will say, is self-driven. It's, you know, but I would say social media doesn't help it, because I'd be sitting at, you know, just sitting in the evening and you see all these posts of, we went on a productive day and we collected chestnuts and we did this and we made this great artwork. And I'm thinking, I was exhausted after a whole week's work and I sat and snuggled on the sofa and watched a DVD because that was the closest I could get to having quality time with my daughter because I was exhausted. And then you feel guilty that your child is missing out. And I suppose I have got that extra burden of doing it on my own and trying to make myself as my daughter not to suffer having one parent instead of two parents, so pulling myself into being dual roles and working full time. When I'm saying it out loud, Ivan, I'm wondering why I don't feel even more guilty.
Right.
You know,
so even more guilt. Right. Well, I've listened to enough of this. I mean, the survey says 75% of parents in Ireland experience guilt in raising their kids. Apparently, it's the worst in Europe. Equates to an astonishing 55 times per month they feel guilty, 656 times a year. I'm saying, for the love of God, would you cop yourselves on? I mean, the facts of the matter are, bringing a child from conception right up to third level education, you'll have no change out of 250 grand, and that's probably after tax income. You brought this person into the world. You have done your utmost. And the kids used to try and guilt trip me. One particular daughter would say, you know, they'd sort of mimic me and say, I'm busy, when I'd say, I'm just, would you please go away? I have a lot on my mind. The fact of the matter is, this idea that parents should feel guilty is the greatest load of horse manure I've ever heard. People should get a grip and tell their sprogs where to go with themselves, Steve, instead of cosseting them and feeling guilty.
Here, here. Do you know what? You know what they keep talking about, the new normal now? This is blowing me away. I've never, ever, either sat in the studio with you or been on the phone with you and agreed with you until this moment. I'm blown away, right? Although, as only Ivan, only you can. I was literally listening to you as you started that. I was going, this is, my God, he's so right. This is exactly what I'm thinking. But then you were able to put a cash value on rearing your children. I went, there's Ivan, 250 grand. That's what he thinks. But no, you're absolutely right. And Louise, the thing is, I was reared, my mum reared myself and my brother on her own. And she had to work full time. And it was incredibly hard on her. But the fact that, just when you say there, sometimes I'm so tired, we just snuggle up and watch a DVD together. That's amazing quality time. And
is
also,
your
kid knows that when mum goes out to work, she's doing it for us. You know what I mean? So the guilt is self thrown on. And the final bit, sorry, very quickly, Ivan, because what you did say there, there are the keyboard Karens and the people who are showing, oh, this, like, I love, yeah, we painted a collage today and we did whatever, and you don't have the time to do it. Kids aren't remembering the collage. They're remembering the warmth and the love that's coming from you.
You see, I mean, Louise, listening to you and all this guilt-tripping and guilt-ridden and all the rest of it, my youngest of four is 25. My oldest is 31. The only thing I'm guilty about is that I'm not sending them an invoice for what they owe me.
I do think it's a very feminized issue, because every one of my friends will agree to it. But I do have to call out one friend, and we all are in admiration for her, because I said the normal conversation, like, do you know the way you feel guilty for if you take time out for yourself? And she said, no. And I said, well, you know the way you always feel like you're a bad mother? And she said, no. She said, I do my best and I try my best. And then in the evening I say, I'm having a bath and just deal with it yourself. And I say it to all my other girlfriends, we're all like, how does she do that? So, Anne, if you're listening, fair play to you, but we're still But, trying but you to see, get to
you
that
see,
level.
There's a method in my madness, which is this. The most important thing you can teach your kids is resilience. In other words, I don't feel guilty, suck it up, get over it and deal with it. In other words, what you're really teaching them is to stand on their own 2 feet, and if your parents aren't doing a perfect job, you know what? Just get on with your life, Steve.
Well, you know what? You're absolutely right. I mean, but our job as parents is to give them the tools to be that resilient, right? But kids also are a lot more resilient than we think. I mean, the kids understand a lot more. They understand we're busy. They understand we're stressed. I will say this. I'm guessing the reason that your friend Anne is so good at being able to go to the bath is she's taken a bottle of wine with her. Probably McGuinness.
That's a plan. That's a plan.
And that's why she's able to just chill out and relax in the bath. And can I say, I don't blame her for a second. And more people should be doing it.
Indeed. All right. My sincere thanks to Dad of the Year, Steve Cummins, who's guilt-free, and guilt-ridden, Louise Bayliss of Spark, a spokesperson.
The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan. Together, let's play our part by staying apart. Nissan. Innovation that excites.